Not with a leather whip or with stick or twig. Not with a blackjack or a billy club, but with the fine whip of her own tongue and the subtle beating of her mind against her mind. For who can hate her half so well as she hates herself? And who can match the finesse of her self-abuse? Years of training are required for this. 20 years of subtle self-indulgence, self-denial, till the subject thinks herself a queen and yet a beggar. Both at the same time. She must doubt herself in everything but love. She must choose passionately and badly. She must feel lost as a dog without her master. She must refer all moral questions to her mirror. She must fall in love with a Cossack or a poet. She must never go out of the house unless veiled in paint. She must wear tight shoes so she always remembers her bondage. She must never forget she's rooted in the ground. Though she's quick to learn and admittedly clever, her natural doubt of herself should make her so weak. She dabbles brilliantly in half a dozen talents and thus embellishes but does not change her life. If she's an artist and comes close to genius, the very fact of her gift should cause her such pain that she will take her own life rather than best us. And after she dies, we will cry